I think we should begin tonight, huh? I felt like we would, you know, talk about these things, and then we would begin to pray and ask the Lord to show us and give us His heart for the things that He's talking about. It's just, sometimes I think we're, it's unbelievers we're praying for. Sometimes it's believers who have grown complacent. Sometimes it's folks who have a lot of information stored back there because they did grow up in the church, but they're not there now, or whatever, you know. There are lots of things that that get in the way. Do you have anything you want to add to that? If he does, that's fine. And whatever you guys want to say, that's fine. I'd like us to, I considered tonight talking first and then having worship. So we don't lose that time at the end of worship, you know. That's just, we're in the presence of the Lord and, you know. So maybe we could have a song to gather us up. One of the ones here, but.
I did want to share. Okay. What I shared a little bit today on the phone when we were talking about this, when I couldn't connect with it, something I couldn't connect with. And I said, you know, Susan, I go, I've heard this before. You know, this is something that I saw years ago, you know, in regard to the sort of invasion that was happening. And
it's been going on a while.
Oh, it's been going on forever. But it's like I was seeing it in schools. I was seeing it in my college, you know, that kind of, on the academic side, it was real, you know, the intellectual ideas and theories and all that leading away from God, sort of an anti-God. It's even stronger now than it was then, but I said to her, you know, Susan, I said, when I hung out with the charismatics, I go, we would get together and pray, and we would do all this, you know, all these prayers against the enemy. And I said, we just got destroyed. You know, I mean, people's lives just got trashed. And I go, ended up, you know, all over the place. People did not end up together, and they didn't. Half of those people now are not even in the church. And these were people who were just really on fire for the Lord and just hearing Him. And so I said, I don't know if I'm ready to go back down that road. And Susan said, she goes, you know, I don't see it that way. She goes, I don't see it that way. She says, I don't see it as a thing where we all get together and try to beat up the enemy. And I said, well, that's good. but I see it, and as she explained, I see it as an asking of the Lord to break in on people. Now, something that you guys don't know, some of you know because you know Susan's story, but some of you don't know, is that Susan wouldn't be the one to say it, but during this time when she got saved, she had a master's of English, and she was working for Xerox then. She was a hardcore, high-powered person in the business world, business/academic world, up in the Bay Area. And it's like, I spent a lot of time up there, and I'll be one of the first ones to tell you that it's very impenetrable. You're not going to sit and argue with someone like that. You're not going to get anywhere because they've got arguments and arguments and arguments and arguments of why you are an exclusivistic, narrow-minded Christian or whatever. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that is ingrained deeply into that world. And it is layered, okay? And even if you have a Walter Martin apologetic kind of spirit about you, you can't do it without the Spirit of God. So when you talk about what happened to her, that was like, it could happen to anyone. You know, it could happen to the most hardcore liberal professor at UC Berkeley. They could wake up and experience God like that and break in to them, no matter how, wherever they're coming from or what their credentials are or whatever. And as she shared that, I was like, and I started thinking about it. She goes, well, it happened to you too. And I was like, oh, that's true. I got saved outside of a church too. I got saved the same way she did. I was driving a car. And the Lord, someone, a believer, who I thought was cute. The only reason I was with her because she was good looking, and I thought, hey, she's kind of cute. We'll go out and do this thing. She said, let's pray. And I was like, okay. And she prayed that I would receive the Lord, but I didn't really know what that meant. And then so she left, and I was driving my car back home, and the presence that had filled my car when she prayed didn't leave when she did. Okay? Really odd kind of thing. It was like, you know, okay, Lord, this isn't pot, this isn't acid, this isn't alcohol. I'm not on any of that stuff. Why do I feel this, you know? So I'm asking myself this, and she, and it was very peaceful. So I'm driving my car, and the presence in my car got heavier and heavier. Not in a sinister way, okay? Not in a sinister way, but in a very much a coming, kind of pressing on me kind of way. And I felt like it was almost a pressure against my chest, and I sensed that it was an intelligent presence. You see, I sensed it was an intelligent presence. It wasn't just a feel good. And I was like, I knew it was God. And I said, what do you want? And it literally in a flash, the Lord revealed who he was, what he'd done for me, and what he was asking from me. The whole gospel message he revealed to me in a heartbeat. He just said, I want your will. And he kind of showed me a little bit of what I'd done with my own will. You know, I'd been in control of my own will and it had not been too pretty. And he says, I want your will and I want you to allow me to have your will. And I basically said, okay. And I tell you what, I said the words okay. And that presence that was outside, I felt go inside. I felt that. And it was like, woo! I mean, it was like the top of my head exploded off my... I mean, I honestly, I'm telling you, I don't know how I got from where I was to my house. Because I don't remember the trip. Because it was like, when that happened, when I experienced this presence come into me, I heard singing. You know, and it wasn't until later, like maybe a few years down the road, when I got to the scripture that talked about the angels rejoicing when a person receives the Lord. And I was like, oh, I've experienced that. And so, you know, when you hear that, when you experience that, and then the Lord lays this on Susan, it's like, Lord, how can I say that people out there, how can I say that they can't be saved? How can I say that they don't believe right, or they're too far gone in their own worldly philosophies or whatever? I mean, I was studying philosophy when I was in college and doing real well in it. And so I was studying, you know, Plato and Socrates and Nietzsche and all these guys. And it was like, when the Lord came in, it's like all that became gobbledygook. It just went, you know what I mean? And I started reading scripture, and I tell you what, I thought I was rather an intellectual when I got saved, and as soon as I got saved, I became the dumbest person, because I had to start from scratch, because nothing I had learned meant anything anymore. I became so stupid, because I couldn't understand anything without the Lord explaining it to me. So, because his perspective was so different than everything I had read, or heard, or learned. And I had to learn it, you know? And I didn't know the word. I'd open it up. It was like 5,000 pages of words this big. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to learn this. And so, I don't know what you're going to do with what Susan shared. I struggled with it because I thought, oh man, I'm just getting to the point where like I feel like I can kind of stick around with the Lord through the stuff, you know? And now you're talking about going and invading the enemy's camp and doing all this stuff. And I'm not for that. You know, I already know what happens to people. It's like, she's like, no, that's not what the Lord's saying. He's saying, we're going to pray that God does for them what he did for us. I was like, oh, you know, I can get on board with that. Because I experienced it. And also the believers who are there, you know, who are doing the church life thing. And they're just kind of getting their tickets punched, You know, they go to the meetings and they get their tickets punched and they're like, okay, I did my thing for the day. And it's like, the Lord wants to wake us all up and say, okay, you're getting healed and that's great and you're getting the obstacles cleared out and that's great and we're doing that and that's exciting and wonderful and rejoice in it. But here's what I'm up to out there. This army, I prayed that at the very beginning, the army thing. It's like, we're going to be marching. He wants us to march with Him because He wants to build an army of His people who have discernment, who are with Him and who can go to all those places and share. I mean, maybe we share with someone and it's one word. And it's enough word, like that girl did with me. She just prayed, God, just show, you know, we just pray Michael will accept you. And she split. She didn't wait for a decision or press me for one. She just bailed. And I drove away going, oh, that was cool. It's kind of like yoga, you know. Very, very cool Eastern, like burn some incense and hang out. And I did all that stuff. And he went, I'm here, it's me. And you couldn't avoid it. You have to say no to this amazing presence. And I didn't want to. My heart was like, I want to. I want to go with you. Wherever you're going, let's go. And you know what? I can pray that. That works for me. That doesn't scare me away. And I love that whole raise up a standard against the enemy scripture. Because, you know, it's like David. Remember what the Lord said to David when he was going into battle? He said, when you hear the sound, he said, put the worshipers out in front. Remember what he said? He said, and then when you hear the sounds in the treetops, that's me. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to defeat the enemy. And by the time David got there, when the singers were playing and the dancers were rejoicing and with the cymbals and all the musical instruments, and they got there, the enemy was already defeated. All they did was exactly what the Lord told them to do. And I think that's the picture that works for me. Lord, I mean, if I worship you, and I ask you to, and I humble myself, and the scripture says, you know, humble yourself and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and I will heal your land. It's like, Lord, if I do that and I ask forgiveness for my insensitivity to all these people's lives that are going. You know the guy that started the Salvation Army? I think his name was Booth. They said that he had a vision. I heard the story. He had a vision of all these people marching into hell. And he's like, Lord, what is this? And he says, this is what's happening to humanity. And it so burned into his soul that he started the Salvation Army to try to stop that from happening. You know, and that story is repeated throughout history, Christian history, with people who started movements and begun things. It's been because the Lord burned in their heart a compassion for the unbeliever. But also as we are, a compassion for the believer. You know, a compassion for the believers who are just thinking that if they just go and do their thing, it's like they're missing not only His presence, but they're missing being a part of what He's pouring out. So, I'm all for it. I don't know what it's going to look like. But I'm less scared of it now, you know? I'm less scared of it. Because I was scared. And I mean that. I was like, oh man, I've done that before. I know what it feels like to watch everyone just destroyed and just blown apart. He said, I don't want to see that happen and I don't want to go through that. It's like, well, do it your way this time. You know? Do it His way. So,
I can confirm what you just said about the battle that was already fought. Both times when you said that it wasn't going to be about us praying against the enemy, and then when you said it wasn't about us praying against the enemy, both times the instant verse came to my head is the battle belongs to the Lord.
Yeah.
Both times it was like boom, like that. Yeah. So it is. It's not our fight.
Right.
It's not our fight.
That's exactly what we need.
Right.
We need that desperately.
Right on.
All the reasons. Pour out your spirit. Do exactly what you say. That's what we need.
I mean, I'm all for seeing the enemy get slammed. Don't get me wrong.
And he's gonna.
Oh, I'm for it. Big time. But it's gonna be the battle, you know? It's gonna be between spirit against spirit. It's gonna be between the Lord and Him. And our prayers open up that light, you know? It's like, so.
All we're asking is that we be given the courage to walk alongside Him.
Yeah.
That's it. As far as He's taking me right now, is all I'm asking for the courage.
Amen.
To walk with Him.
Sherry, why don't you start prayer with that prayer?
Okay.
Because I can join you on that one big time.
Got it. Holy Father, I pray that our spirits would be carried by your courage. Our spirits would be carried by you fighting, Lord. Amen. It is your power and your spirit that carries us. Father, I pray that our hearts would shed, Lord Jesus, the fears and the encumbrances and even the hopelessness that we can't do this, because we can't do this. And Father, I pray for the courage to want to join with and come on board with what you're doing. I pray that our hearts would be open and unseared, Lord God. Our hearts would be unseared. They would be fresh and open to you. Lord, I pray that the hard shell of our hearts that we've allowed to be built up, would be broken away. And Lord, that you would melt our hearts to become and be molded into what you're doing. Father, I pray that you would show us, Lord, that it's your power and your doing, and all you're asking us, Lord God, is to just join up. And Father, I pray, God, that you would show us what that looks like, show us what that means. Mm-hmm. Please don't let me run. Don't let me run the other way, God. I want to run with you, not in the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. And I know you can hold me. I know you can hold it up, and I know you can do that. Mm-hmm. I can't, and so I hide in you. We hide in you, Lord. We shelter ourselves in your wing, and we want to fly with you, God. And I pray that you would reveal yourself. Visit us, Lord God. Reveal yourself to us. Bring your spirit to us, Lord God, where we can see it, where we can join in. And help our finite minds, God, to not fight, Lord, but just to have our hearts join you and not our minds, God. Jesus' name.
Lord, in the process of looking at these things with you, I kept getting glimpses of your compassion and your perspective and you looking at what's happening to your children and wanting them to know you, wanting them to be aware of your presence. Lord, as we hear these things, as the words that you have stir around in us, Lord, we ask you to increase our sharing of that compassion, because there is no motivation like it that is an actual sharing of your concern about your children and joining you in that. It leads us to this place of crying out to God to meet and encounter and pour out in the areas that we cannot change. That kind of revival, Lord, we just confess that we desperately need that in our land. And bring us to a place where it's clear to us the part that we do and clear to us the part that you do, and we believe you for it. We believe you for it. We're certain that's what you're going to do, Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lord, I have to admit, Lord, when I heard this, I was pretty afraid of what you might be asking me to do. And even now, Lord, I don't know what that looks like exactly. But Lord, when you started talking to us about One Accord, I felt the same way. And you've been nothing but blessed. And pour your spirit out on it and make it clear to us what your step was. So I pray, Lord, that you'd give us the same clarity for this. Lord, you never ask us to do something that's beyond our ability to do it. When you ask us, you always have prepared us. Just a question of us stepping up to where you are and letting you bring us on into it. And you always prepare such a huge blessing for us in that place. And Lord, I pray that you would give us clarity for each of us individually what it means to us, Lord. What it will look like. And Lord, stuff like, what nights will it be on? And it's another meeting, and I don't know if I can do another meeting. And all that stuff, Lord, that just comes through my mind when I hear it. Lord, I pray that you just open my heart up. Just to embrace your program. And just to enjoy it and to experience the joy that you have in there for us, Lord. And Lord, my heart feels light right now, and I'm experiencing so much joy just in praying about it and enjoying singing about it and feeling kind of militant, Lord. It's been a long time since I felt militant, Lord. But Lord, there's a militant person inside of me that hasn't been able to shout for a while. And maybe that person needs to get up and shout a bit and do a little dancing and stomping and all that kind of stuff, Lord. Lord, I pray that we would be with it, that we would get with it and embrace it, and that you would just pour your spirit out on it and on us so that we wouldn't even feel like it was work at all, but it was just a very cool thing that you're calling us to. And another experience of your presence and closeness with you. And so I pray, Lord, that you would continue to show us, and whatever Judy's going to pour out, Lord, bless her fingers, Lord. Bless her hands. Bless her mouth. Bless her heart. Bless Susan's words. Bless Sherry. Bless every person here and what they bring. And I pray, Lord, as we've been encouraging that each one to bring their portion, that it's not about just waiting and listening and learning and not speaking or sharing, but it's about all of us putting our portion in. What it's about. Each one of us being a thread. That's a different color in this tapestry you're weaving. If we don't jump in there, then our color doesn't get added. Let it get added, Lord. Open our eyes and ears, I pray, and our mouths and our voices. And let us just be together in this thing, Lord. Whatever it looks like, I pray, Jesus.
I'm going to share a scripture with you. It's John 6:28-29. Then they said to him, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." Lord, I want to pray right now and invite you right now to deliver us,
yes,
literally deliver us from every thread of belief that it depends somehow on us, mm-hmm, or it's some kind of measure of our ability. There is no truth to that. There is no truth to that. We believe you. We come into that place where we know that you,
yes,
want to pour out your spirit,
yes,
on your children. You, yes, want us to know you. You want to encounter your children.
Mm-hmm.
Deliver us from all the complications, Lord.
Yeah.
Help us share your compassion. And help us believe that these are things you want to do. You are initiating them. You want to do them. And we are agreeing with you. Keep us in a simple place of faith, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. And we rejoice in that, Lord. We just invite you to continue that work in us.
Mm-hmm.
Free us,
mm-hmm,
to believe you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Give us an eye that's single, Lord. So that we're not moved by things as they appear. But fear comes because we see how great the opposition might be. But if our eye is single, our body's going to be full of light. If we see that you're the author and finisher of our faith, then we can have every confidence, Lord, that that faith is going to be a wonderful thing, that this work that you're doing within our lives and this, the establishment of your kingdom is a done deal if our God is for us.
Yeah.
So, Lord, bless your people that we have an eye that isn't moved. We're locked in, right? We can't be moved from this commitment to your purpose. And we believe that you make available to us your own passion for the world, your love for the world, that it's your dream that we're that we're partaking of. It's not something that we're seeking to satisfy our own desires, oh God. Our desire is to be united with you in this work that you're doing, to be a participant in the work. And we know that you're the one that carries the weight. We're along mostly for the ride, Lord. So we just give ourselves to this without any fear of intimidation, Lord. We may have been worn out by the enemy's efforts to wear us down, but we're going to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
Yes, Lord.
That's where we're responding, Lord, in this place that you've met us and you've ministered to us.
Yes. Yeah.
And you've assured us that that you're able to perform this work that you've begun.
Yeah.
Praise God. We claim our country.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the territory that belongs to the King of Glory.
Yeah.
We claim it for your dominion, Lord. Yes. Or your kingdom. Your dominion, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, I pray that you give us sight as you see. Lord,
yes, Lord.
You saw our hurt. You still see our hurt. You see our pain. Well, the people out there are without you, and they're blind, and they're without a shepherd. They have no clue. They're so clueless. Their sin has blinded them. Father, I pray that you let us see that. Lord, that they are hurting, that they are angry and hateful because their sin has them so blinded that they're without you and they have no hope. That they're wandering blind and without. Father, I pray that you just let us see that. Let us remember. That's me without the grace of God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
That's me without the grace of God.
Yes.
And you love them and you want them to come to you.
That's
right. Burn the inner heart.
That's right, Lord.
Jesus.
With the scene of the need, let us see the provision also.
Yes.
Thank
and
you.
That we have access to
yes.
it, Lord.
Oh,
and we can speak to the heavens and the rain of heaven would fall.
Amen.
We could lose your presence, O God, into this
thank
realm.
You.
Apart from that, there is really no conversion. Apart from you meeting,
amen.
Lord, there's no persuading someone that Jesus is Lord
yes,
except by
Lord.
The Spirit of God. So, Father, we just
yes,
make us
Jesus.
Wise in the knowledge of the Lord.
Yes.
Instruct us in your ways to see how it happens, Lord. That it's not by might nor by power nor by some persuasive language that we would use, but we come in demonstration of the Spirit and power of God, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise
Lord, that dream and the way things happen and everything, you know, we look at all of that and all the ways in which the deceit is poured out and all the ways in which people are actually are brought into misconceptions of you and life and their purpose.
Yes.
You see, that's everywhere, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems huge to us, but not as huge as your Spirit.
Amen.
We pray that the pouring out of your Spirit
yes,
and the
Lord.
Power of your presence
yes,
and the sweetness
hallelujah.
Of
yes,
that presence,
Jesus.
Lord, the
yes.
love
thank
of
you,
your
Jesus.
Presence, what that is like when we begin to experience
amen.
It,
oh, yes.
that is easily able to overcome all of that.
Yes, Lord.
That
hallelujah.
Is what we're crying out for, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That is what we're crying out for
yes,
all
Jesus.
Over this country.
Yes,
all
Lord.
Over this land. Our
yes,
land
Lord.
Needs to be restored.
Yes,
and
Jesus.
We know that, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
And we begin to rise up in it.
Yes.
The
yes,
people
Lord.
Around this very place, Lord, They're in those places.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
They're in those places. We ask for a pouring out of your Spirit, for a drawing, for a touching of them, for a shaking them, Lord, to awaken them to your presence.
Yes,
and we ask for that to spread all across the land. We are bold to believe you for that size thing, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. For that kind of work of your Spirit, which you are waiting for us to ask you for.
Yes,
we agree with you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
We ask you, Lord.
We do.
We confess our need.
Mm-hmm.
You are so right. That is our condition.
Yeah.
It is very widespread, and we need an outpouring of God to answer it.
Yes, Jesus.
That's right, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm sensing that we begin running in that by freeing up our mouths.
Yeah,
like loosen up our lips. I think a lot of times of, you know, not be concerned about figuring out exactly, you know, it's not an argument, it's not a persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
Just let the seed flow out. Mm-hmm. Speak the truth.
Yeah.
Let the truth of God just come right out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all full of it.
Yeah.
We're full of the truth of God. We are full to the brim of things He's taught us in His Word, things He's taught us in our life experiences.
Yeah.
And we need to let that just tumble out.
Pour it.
That's right.
And our little crippled little legs just start running, and let His Spirit just count on Him to just ignite a heart.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter what words we use. It's the Spirit that ignites the heart.
Yeah.
So, Lord, help us to start running with abandon and just speaking of you, Lord, in every circumstance. God, and not hesitating and just speaking your truth. If it's not received, people think we're crazy, so what? And Lord, we just anticipate your igniting that, God, and penetrating. And, and Lord, with the testimonies tonight, it's so clear that we can't tell. It isn't even has to be someone seeking you. Or even asking that you can just pour out and bam, someone, his testimony was the same thing.
It's exactly.
I'm asking him, were you seeking God? No, I just walked into a church. I was not seeking God, no. And God, you just poured out sovereignly.
That's
so
right,
we do ask for more of that, God.
Yes,
Lord.
God, give us discerning eyes to see what you're doing, Lord.
Give us the eyes, Lord. Give us discerning eyes.
People that you're touching in our pathway, God. So we
yes, Lord.
Yeah,
Amen.
The word, Lord. Hallelujah.
And Lord, I pray that we wouldn't think anyone is too far to you, too hard to you, God.
Yes.
That, Lord, your heart is big, your power is big.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
I've been seeing all week, I've been seeing in study, I've just seen God's hand coming down to grab us. It's a hold on. And so just grab on. He'll walk us through it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing it all week in my studies. And I feel His presence, that He's going to guide us through all this.
That's right.
With our faith in Him.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Step at a time, we believe in you.
Yes, indeed.
Can I read one thing that's a little bit militant, but I hope you guys are talking about it. Well, this is
something
that works. The Lord utters His voice before His army. I salute you, soldiers. But it says, surely His camp is very great. And you know what? It's the Lord's battle, right? And He's calling us, and He's saying, you know, we're going to go. I mean, I've given this land to you for an inheritance, right? Don't be so concerned about the giants. We have to have the spirit of Caleb and Joshua. It says, well, we're well able to go up and do things. But it says, it says of them, and this, the Lord is going to do this, not us. It says they rush on the city, they run on the wall. Here we are, we're looking to run, right? They climb into the houses. They enter through the windows like a thief. Before them, the earth quakes, the heaven trembles, the sun and the moon grow dark, the stars lose their brightness. It says, "Surely the Lord utters his voice before his army, surely his camp is very great, for strong is he who carries out his word." And that's what it's all about. We're intent on being doers of the word, not
carry out his word.
Merely hearers, Lord.
Right.
And this is the work. It's to believe what you say.
Yeah.
We don't have to do some marvelous feat. That's work enough for us, Lord. But we're going to be anointed in that work.
I think
work,
believing him accomplishes some feats, but
it
it's
does.
It's not in our power. Yeah.
That's right.
Susan, can I share something with you? Something came full circle for me here tonight, and the Lord showed me what he did. Friday night it started. I was in the car, the orchards in Temecula, and I was listening to someone on K-Wave, a pastor, talk about what hell's really going to be like for the unbelievers, and it's where his hands and where his feet to reach them. And I've had such a heavy burden, a heavy load to draw people in, and how can I do it when I have all these burdens and all these loads, Lord? How can I do that when I'm not even free yet myself? How am I going to, you know, it's been the cry of my heart. How am I going to do this? How are we going to do this, Lord? You know, so it started Friday night, and I heard this message about how the bodies going into hell will feel that eternal fire. They will feel that for eternity. And it just went, whoa, okay, now how do I do this? Where are we going with this? You know, it, the Holy Spirit was just speaking to my heart. Where has his hands and his feet? And tonight it came full circle. He was speaking to me about being creative. All we need to do, that's what he showed me, and maybe this will work for you, is to ask the Lord for creative ways to touch people. That night I got, okay, hand out some cards when I'm talking to people, because I have a tendency to talk to people about coming to church, but I have nothing, I don't have anything ready to give them. They'll forget, or I give them my number and they forget. At least if there's a card, they'll go through their purse or their wallet again, and they'll, oh yeah, I remember that person. And I'm even going to, tonight, the Lord showed me, put my phone number down, so that if they're not brave enough to walk through those doors like I wasn't, I came in the back door too. I terrified to walk into a church. They could call me, and through the Holy Spirit, with my number on there, that's a creative way. I can get on the phone. I can talk to them. Oh, we'll meet you there. I'll meet you there. Whatever it takes to encourage them. Creative ways to do it around our own obstacles that we're all working through on a daily basis. So, to me, I feel like the Lord's saying creativity. Show us how to be creative so that we can get around our stuff and still go get it.
And each one of us has that.
Right. But when I heard about the bodies feeling the eternal pain, it was something has to be done here. Yeah. That was really wild. Really, really wild.
Thanks for sharing that.
Go back and
read.
That's the third verse.
Is there?
Yeah, that was the third verse.
Did we already sing Raise Up Your Standard?
Yeah, we sing that. That was the third verse we just sang.